Mornings I sit in my jade green office. I've positioned my desk alongside the window so I can look out onto my side yard. There's not much to see after the cold, dry Albuquerque winter, except for the nearly empty branches of a pomegranate bush and the trunk of a large tree. My tree. A Siberian elm. In the 1930s, Mayor Claude Tingley planted elm trees in what is now my neighborhood. These trees bear no fruit, though the bark may have some medicinal value. A 1994 pollen control ordinance now prohibits planting of all members of the genus Ulmus, the elm. My tree is thick and appears strong. Its roots reach deep into the solid earth, though I read that the elm is prone to disease and its hollow core can host leaf beetles, which destroy the tree from the inside. In the summer, my tree offers shade, but every spring, the seed pods of the Albuquerque elm fall like snow. Many seeds will germinate nearby. Others fly far, gathering momentum on the gusts of the March winds. My tree drops leaves in the fall. I pull seedlings throughout the spring and rake up dead branches all winter long. It vexes me. How is it possible, I wonder, to love something that at times seems more trouble than it's worth? My dad was 73 when he died. He left stacks of paper, unopened mail, uncashed checks, tax returns never filed, notices from the IRS. His dishes were in the sink, dirty. They're soaking, he'd have said. My dishes are soaking too, and it scares me to think I may be more like my father than I'd like. And I wonder, how do you go from a few dishes in the sink to a house so full, a kitchen so messy, suitcases of unopened mail, piles so high it keeps people away? I know my father was devastated by my mother's death at the age of 42. We all were, but maybe his emotional hurt started earlier. I grew up hearing whispered stories about my father's biological father. I'm sure he must have heard them too. George Cordes was German, or rather of German descent. I've seen a picture of him, dapper in his knickerbockers, 1 foot propped on the bumper of his Model T. My dad favored him in looks, thick dark hair and a square jaw. George Cordes grew up in New York. He served in the Coast Guard. He died leaving no will. His parents traveled to Virginia to collect his belongings, but they wanted nothing to do with my grandma. They wanted nothing to do with my father, their grandson. They cashed in the life insurance check and offered her nothing. They even wanted the car, dismayed to learn that it had been totaled in the wreck that killed their son. This is what my Uncle Johnny told me, and somehow the fact that they were German explained all this, though I've never been sure how.